Tayyip Erdogan has voiced strong support for Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, in its war against Israel. But at the same time, analysts say Turkey remains a vital energy transit route for Israel.
During his visit to Ankara this month, Iranian Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdollahian called on countries delivering oil to Israel to cut their supplies in response to the Israeli assault on Gaza. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan ignored the call, analysts say because Turkey remains a key transit country for Israeli oil through the Turkish port of Ceyhan. Despite Erdogan ramping up his rhetoric against Israel and calling Hamas a liberation movement, the flow of oil through Turkey to Israel continues. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The Israeli army says its forces are battling Hamas fighters inside Gaza's largest city, signaling a major new stage a month into a war that has claimed thousands of lives and leveled swaths of the territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is likely to maintain control of security in Gaza once Hamas is defeated. The move into Gaza City risks a further escalation in casualties 1 month into the war. Five hostages of Hamas are free, offering some hope to the families of others snatched in southern Israel during the militants' deadly rampage on October 7th. The families of those still in captivity have questions, such as why progress has been slow and why some and not others are being released. Israel in late October announced its first hostage rescue, that of Army Private Ori Megdish. Hamas had earlier released Judith and Natalie Renan, mother and daughter, and Yeshevet Lifshitz, 85, along with 79-year-old Nurit Cooper. Hamas said it would let the others go in return for thousands of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, which has dismissed the offer. This is VOA News. Gaza's busiest thoroughfare has become a terrifying escape route for Palestinian civilians running for their lives from heavy combat. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Some report shots being fired at them and said they saw bodies along the way, while many escape with just the clothes on their back. Meanwhile, in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, five bodies, including three children, were pulled out from the rubble of destroyed buildings after the area was hit by an Israeli airstrike. An Associated Press journalist saw the victims being recovered while first responders continued the search for survivors. Ahmed Al-Naja, a general director at the Education Ministry in Gaza, tells the AP he and his families were victims of the attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The House has voted to censure Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan for her rhetoric about the Israel-Hamas war. Tuesday night's action was an extraordinary rebuke of the only Palestinian American in Congress. The resolution to censure Tlaib was introduced by Republican Representative Rich McCormick of Georgia in response to what he called Tlaib's anti-Semitic rhetoric. The debate on the censure resolution was emotional and intense. With other Democrats standing by her side, Tlaib defended her stance, saying she, quote, will not be silenced, and I will not let you distort my words. Lawmakers who opposed the censuring Tlaib cited free speech and warned of the precedent it would set. A man with a gun has been arrested in a park near the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
U.S. Capitol police say a man armed with a long gun was in a park outside Senate office buildings and across from Washington's Union Station. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says the man was walking slowly with the weapon pointed down, but refused responding officers' orders to drop the weapon.
The officers came up behind him. One officer who had a taser tasered him in the back. He fell forward onto his gun. At that point, the officers took him into custody.
The gun appeared to be an AR-15-style semi-automatic. Manger says the suspect has a history of mental health challenges. The arrest came on the same day the Supreme Court heard arguments on a gun safety law. Norman Hall, Washington.
In the Mediterranean, olives-growing countries, the extreme weather caused by climate change is taking a toll. Drought in Spain is among factors that have taken a big toll on production of olive oil. And with prices soaring, that sparked a rise in thievery that can include cutting down entire trees that have been around for a century or more. In Italy's southern Puglia region, growers are pleading with police to form an agriculture division. Greek farmers want to bring back a rural police division that was phased out in 2010. In Spain, a company has developed tracking devices that look like olives to try and catch thieves. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.